Well, now I've moved a little further along the village, and I've called in to meet Mrs. Carmichael, who lives at the Stone House here in Finmere. Mrs. Carmichael, when I knocked on your door just now, I was greeted by a dog, and to my eye, it was rather a strange dog, in as much as I can't say I've ever seen one like that before. What exactly was it?
Oh, it's a pointer. Some of them call them English pointers, but that's wrong. It's an old pointer, and his function is to go out and find birds for you and point them. And he literally does. He stands with his nose and his tail out in a straight line, where he knows perfectly well the bird is, although you may not be able to see it.
How long have you been keeping pointers?
Oh, about 12 years. We were given our first dog as a puppy, really as a pet. And he did well at dog shows, and we went on with him, and he finished up a full champion. And he died last year, but I have another one, whom I'm trying to train for field trials. He's been to one already, and didn't do so awfully well there, but none of the other dogs did either, so not in his class anyway.
How do you train a dog for this sort of thing?
Well, he's got to learn to range, that is to go backwards and forwards across the ground, and you do that with a whistle, and you learn to turn him. He should turn to the sound of the whistle. And when he gets the scent of the bird, he then stops dead and points towards it. You may not be able to see the bird, but he knows it's there all right. And then you have to get up to him, quietly, so as not to frighten the bird. And then you tell him to go in, and he'll go forward. And after a bit, the bird can't stand it any longer, and it shoots up into the air. And at that, your dog should drop, fall flat on the ground. And that gives the gun his shot.
Is it very difficult to train a dog?
Well, it depends on the dog. My present dog is extremely obedient, and very anxious to please, but he's very enthusiastic. And I'm sorry to say that on occasion when the bird's got up, he's rather risen with it, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. He's sort of gone up in the air with it and after it.
Oh, yes, and they will chase the bird too. I mean, they'll follow the bird along the ground until he's too far away, but that, of course, is not allowed. And one thing they mustn't do is to go after hare. That's one of the forbidden things, but of course they do. I've seen field trial champions disappear into the blue after a hare.
Much to the disgust of their owners, I'm sure.
Oh yes, horror all round, but nobody really minds.
Why do you think it is that there aren't many pointers around this part of the country?
Well, I suppose because people prefer Labradors and so on. There are plenty of them up north, a whole lot up in Yorkshire, and in Scotland, of course, and down in Surrey, and in Cornwall. But it so happens round here that there don't appear to be many. I haven't seen one in this particular district, apart from my own.
I certainly can't say I've ever seen one before.
No.
How long have you been living here in Finmere?
Oh, nearly 10 years. And we had a house in Hertfordshire before that. And it was a bit big, so we came and bought this one instead.
This house looks fairly old. Do you know very much about its history?
Yes, it's 1638. It has it on a plate outside on the wall. And it belonged to the Leper family, and in I think it was 1895 or 1880 something, it had a thatched roof in those days and was not quite so tall as it is now, and they took the roof off and built on another story and tiled it, so now we have a fine range of attics.
Why did you decide to come to Finmere?
Well, that was pure chance. We'd been looking for a house. We'd been all over the place. We thought we'd go and settle in Essex, where we have friends. And then one day it was pouring with rain, and we had intended to go to the Hertfordshire point to point. And my husband said, well, a house has just come in. Would you like to go and look at it? So we thought, yes, if it looked nice in the rain, we'd probably like it in the sunshine. And we came to Finmere, and that was it.
We liked it in the rain. Do you like it in the sunshine?
Oh, yeah, very much indeed. It's a very nice house. I love it.
Now, what sort of things do you like about the village?
Well, I like the village because it's quiet so far, and there's country around, and we're getting more traffic now. The only thing I don't like about the village, which I suppose applies to nearly everywhere in England, is this awful litter. It's getting worse. I think a lot of it's thrown out by passing cars and lorries. But it doesn't seem to be anybody's business to stop it. I can't think why we have an anti-litter law. They don't seem to apply it.